Time to go again to the A Moment of Science mailbag. A listener writes, "Dear A Moment of Science, I know that millions of years ago an asteroid killed off the dinosaurs, but was it the asteroid itself or was it the aftermath that killed the dinosaurs? Signed, Rex."
Good question, Rex. The simple answer is that while the actual asteroid strike certainly killed lots of individual animals, it didn't destroy all dinosaurs immediately.
But exactly how and why dinosaurs did eventually become extinct has been a bit of a mystery.
Researchers at Florida State University, the University of Calgary in Canada, and the American Museum of Natural History may have solved part of the mystery. Studying fossilized dinosaur embryos and hatchlings, they found that at least some dinosaurs took up to 6 months to hatch from their eggs.
The scientists learned this by counting lines in the teeth. Like tree rings growing a new layer every year, teeth grow a new layer daily, and each new layer can be seen as a microscopic line.
So, by counting the lines in embryonic dinosaur teeth, the scientists were able to determine how long it took the baby dinos to hatch.
The point is that after the asteroid strike thinned dinosaur populations, the long incubation period for dinosaur eggs made the babies and their parents more vulnerable to predators and natural disasters. It also didn't help that infant dinosaurs took a year or more to mature and required lots of energy to survive.
Small mammals, amphibians, and birds, meanwhile, tend to require less energy to reach sexual maturity and reproduce. So as the dinosaurs declined, smaller creatures prospered.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.